Historically, India is one of the few countries, together with China, where the Jews never faced prosecution, and that somehow filters through in the relations of today. Listen to Ephraim Inbar, a founding director of the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies in Tel Aviv.
India is a very tolerant country. It has a lot of minorities. It's a very diverse population. And we are happy that India has this tradition, which is very different from the European tradition, where Jews have suffered from anti-Semitism, from pogroms for centuries.
But when the State of Israel was created in 1948, India's attitude was less forthcoming. Official ties were established in 1950, but New Delhi remained cool towards the new state. That was, says Anuradha Chanoy, a political scientist with the Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, because India was afraid it would harm ties with the Arab countries.
India, like many of the non-aligned countries of what they call themselves the Global South, were very supportive of the Palestinian cause and critical of the way Israel treated the Palestine issue and continuously violated international law. And the position was that there should be a two-state solution.
The Indians had sympathized with the Arabs. Also, they had a huge Muslim minority in their country, and they were afraid that having good relations with Israel will create problems at home. Apart from that, India had a third world orientation. It was one of the leaders of the non-aligned movement, and those countries traditionally have been cooler toward Israel.
But this changed over the decades, and especially under the current Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, ties grew closer than they were ever before.
The two countries have a common strategic agenda. We face the same enemy, radical Islam. We live in tough neighborhoods, and there is a good defense relationship. The sales of Israeli equipment, military equipment, are above $1 billion a year. Apart from that, there is very good cooperation in intelligence, in counterterrorism. There is Israeli input in water management, in agriculture, and the sky is the limit.
Now, it even went to the point that in a breach of tradition, Modi did not visit the Palestinians, unlike other official visits by notably the Indian president, Pranab Mukherjee, in 2015, and visits by Indian ministers who always went to see the Palestinian leaders if they were on an official trip to Israel as well. This did not go down well with the Palestinians. Earlier on, I spoke to Mustafa Barghouti, a member of the Palestinian parliament and the leader of the political movement Palestinian National Initiative, and he gave us this reaction.
It's a very serious diplomatic mistake and should not have happened, especially from the Prime Minister of India, whose people is absolutely supportive of the Palestinian cause. And I think this is a mistake that will definitely hurt Palestinian feelings, because it is not expected to come from an Indian Prime Minister. Yet, on the other hand, we've seen how this right-wing government in India has been changing the official and traditional Indian position regarding the Palestinian issue. And this is unfortunate, because it will immediately contradict not only the feelings of 180 million Muslims in India, but the feelings, in my opinion, of most Indian people.
Another party that won't be happy with the current rapprochement is Israel's arch-enemy Iran, that traditionally has good ties with India. Tehran will now have to wait and see if India will shift its focus away from Iran and join in an axis with the US and Israel, or if it will maintain a more independent foreign policy.